Hey, everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by the Ass Man, Rich Stambolian.
I'm an Ass Man!
Now, are you a Cosmo Kramer Ass Man, like a proctologist, or are you...
I'm the Billy Gunn Ass. I'm the Billy Gunn Ass Man.
Did you hear the moth joke?
The Norm Macdonald moth joke? Yes, absolutely.
A moth goes to... It was an ass doctor.
No, it was a podiatrist.
It was a podiatrist.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Fantastic joke. Doctor goes, why'd you come to me? He goes, the light was on. Fantastic joke.
R.I.P. Norm Macdonald.
Yeah, man.
That one hit hard.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Man, a lot to talk about today, obviously. I apologize if my audio's off. We're having some issues in the studio. A lot of our equipment is breaking. I guess that's starting to happen because I'm not home to maintain it as much.
Yeah.
So I gotta gut this thing probably this weekend. I'm gonna start gutting everything and just rewiring all the wires and updating everything.
You know what we have to stop doing?
What?
We have to stop taking the cameras off the tripods and then crashing them into each other like their cars.
That's what we do.
Like their Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels. Guys, a lot to talk about today. Obviously, big couple days for pro wrestling. We are in a changing time period right now, right? I would say things are really changing.
Something is sizzling, I gotta say, between every company, including you have AEW, NXT, WWE, MLW, New Japan. Stuff has been sizzling and percolating for a couple of years, but I feel like this last couple of weeks has been like really tasty.
Hey, I could say at least this.
Yeah.
Expect this to continue.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, I don't see November, December, after Survivor Series, things really slow down till January, end of January, and then things heat up again for WrestleMania. Don't expect the typical pro wrestling ebbs and flows to continue happening like we've seen over the last, I guess, two decades or 10 years or whatever you want to say. Yeah. I think because of all the changes happening, I think everybody's very self-aware that they can't have a lax couple of weeks.
Yes.
Not saying that won't happen. I'm just saying the mindset is they can't have that happen. Right? A couple of weeks of really good TV, maybe 1 or 2 weeks of slow build, whatever you're doing, a pay-per-view, and then you go back into it. The ebbs and flows are shifting.
I agree with that. I think, we can only speculate what's going on in whatever writer's room there is. We can speculate and we also can know about it. We know about it. But I do think if I'm not speaking out of turn here, I do think across the board, the mandate is pretty much no clunkers.
Yeah.
No clunkers. Let's give the fans what they want. Let's make it fun again.
Yeah.
And, let me tell you, those last few WWE shows we attended, a lot of fun.
Yeah. Listen, Suncast, our executive producer, he's not a big wrestling fan.
No.
And you know what he just wrote? Pro wrestling is hitting a new stride.
Yeah.
It is. This dude came to the show and he has that AEW show. He had a remarkable time. And
he loved it.
He loved it. And so did my wife and so did your wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They really loved it. My wife watched Dynamite with me last night.
Mine too.
And it was a good time.
Parts of it. So let's begin. Where do you want to start? You want to start with Friday? Because we had a very eventful Friday. I had a crazy eventful Friday. You had a very eventful Friday.
Yes. Yours was more eventful than mine, but then we met in the middle and had a great time.
So for Sapphire, we're producing a new show called Backdoor Convos.
Oh, yeah.
With the adult stars. Mm-hmm. My name, my concept. What do you think of the name?
I like it.
Fantastic.
I like it a lot.
Right?
Yeah.
Creative genius. Marketing genius, Andrew Zarian.
Backdoors and houses, right?
Backdoors and house. Of course. Yeah. It's like a backdoor concept. It's like a...
Yeah.
It's not like a backdoor.
Like a thing, right?
Is this the international symbol for backdoor now?
If that's how you roll.
That's what Vince told me. When we were hanging out with Nick Khan, that's what he showed me. He's like, this is what backdoor means.
And that is true. We were hanging out with Nick Khan.
We had Tori Black on, a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. So to start the podcast, it hasn't been released yet. We have, I think, Lexi Bell this week. Jessica Drake next week. I mean, it's going to continue. It's a very cool concept. Mm-hmm. The conversations are more, and I'm not on the show. I'm producing the show.
Yeah.
I'm directing the show.
Yeah.
The conversations are more like, let's take the sex out of it and let's find out who you are and what you're into.
Great.
I think it's a very interesting conversation. The Tori Black one will go live, I think, next week for them, and then we'll continue from there.
But, very cool.
So I had that, and I had to build a set. I built an entire studio, And I had to break down the studio and get to MSG by 5:15. I rushed there. We got there. And we went to the reception. WWE had a, they invited us to the screening of their 9/11 documentary, which I have to tell you, very well done. Very, very well done. You know, for anybody that was affected by that day, especially a New Yorker, you know, you kind of stop and you kind of get immersed in that moment when you're seeing those images. So, you know, to us especially, it was a big deal to kind of see that. Zelina did a little speech. She hosted a little bit. Stephanie McMahon was there.
It was fun. It was we had a nice open bar. It was limited to 50 people. We got like a really nice welcoming invite. You know, shout out to them for bringing us on board. It was very cool. You know, like we chatted up Tamina and Natty for a little bit.
Yeah.
Tamina was super sweet.
Super sweet. Both of them.
Gave your daughter a t-shirt.
Gave my daughter a t-shirt.
Very cool.
I'm now one half of the women's, the WWE women's tag team champion.
That is true. If you guys look on Andrew's Twitter, you'll see a picture of him with that championship.
Yeah.
It was a dusty finish though.
It was a dusty
finish. And then
I got hit with a low blow from Tamina at the end.
We watched the documentary and then moved on to another reception, which was a lot of fun. And you know what my takeaway from that is? We met Stephanie McMahon.
You stepped on her shoes.
I stepped. we met Stephanie McMahon. Introduced ourselves, very polite. We talked to her for about 10, 15 minutes, right?
Yeah.
The warmth that she puts out is very inspiring and very enlightening in the regard that we also met a couple of people who are, I guess, kind of famous-ish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who almost refused to give us the time of day. So there's a big difference between, like, you know, perception and reality. It's kind of fascinating.
It's very interesting.
I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus here, but, you know.
I would say that Steph is a total pro.
Total pro.
Yeah, so was Nick. Nick Khan, fantastic dude. Yeah, we were chatting. You know, I'm not going to go into exactly what the discussions were, but it was a very insightful discussion.
Yes.
About what they're planning and where they're headed and what they're doing. I think it, you know, as someone that talks about it, and I generally don't dwell on the negative, right?
Right.
That's not what I do. If I don't like something, it's generally like, I don't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Raw was SmackDown, I should say. That SmackDown was a fantastic show.
Absolutely.
Very big show. So we'll go into that. But very cool. Chris over there, big shout out to Chris for hooking us up and everything. And, you know, I think we're going to be at the Long Island show.
That'd be a lot of fun.
At UBS Arena when Raw's there and, of course, when AEW's there. So we're all around, man. We just love wrestling and we love talking about it and we love giving you guys some little tidbits of what's going on the inside, which, you know, luckily we're able to provide you guys. So...
Yeah.
Let's talk about that SmackDown show, dude. Fantastic show. You know, MSG, what my favorite building. Steph and I, actually, I'll give you one little thing.
Yeah.
We had a pissing contest on whose backyard MSG is. Is it Stephanie McMahon's or is it... She said that it's like a second home to her. And I said, okay, that could be your second home. I'm the poor kid from across the tracks that plays in your backyard.
Yeah.
When you're not home. So it was a really cool environment to be in. About 13,000. They announced 14,000 in the building. I think it was like under 13. Under 14, I should say. It was a sellout. There's no doubt about that. Building was hot.
Lots of energy in the building.
Lots of energy. Lots of kids. Lots of parents. You know, everybody was having fun. Starts off with a big moment. Roman Reigns comes out. Crowd loves him, man.
Yeah.
They very much respect him as a world champion. It's a very different type of reception. You know, when Seth's a heel, he gets that heat as well.
Yeah.
But it's a very different type of heat. I would say... I'm going to say this, and this is a very terrible analogy, okay?
Sure.
I would say he is receiving the Ric Flair heel world champion admiration.
Roman
is.
You know, I'll agree with that, and I think it's right time, right place for the guy, especially during like all the no crowd shows from last year transitioning into having crowds again. People are booing him because they're getting to boo him.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, people have been waiting to boo this guy for years, and now it's okay to boo him.
But they're enjoying, a genuine boo. It's not a boo, I don't want to see you. It's like, boo, you're doing your job great.
Boo, you're so good.
Keep it up, though. Keep it up. You're so good. Boo, boo, you're so good.
Boo, you're so good.
I think it's, you know, listen, by the way, someone in chat room, MSG, I don't want to start drama, but MSG is way better. I absolutely hate Barclays Center. Okay. I think that building is atrocious. Yeah. I hate the look. I hate the building. I'm not a big Brooklyn guy.
Yeah.
Okay. I hate the area.
Okay.
I don't give a crap how many drinks you get at McMahon's and you think it's cool that it's called McMahon's and you're at a wrestling show. Barclays Center sucks. It's the worst.
I like Barclays.
Unless you have like a really nice ground seat. If you have an elevated seat, it's not like the Garden. There's no bad seat in the Garden.
Well, there's no bad seat at Barclays either.
No, there are plenty of bad seats. You want? I'm gonna confess something.
Oh my god! All
right, I'm gonna confess something to you. First time I'm gonna effing say this.
Okay.
The last time I went to Barclays was SummerSlam weekend, the last year they did it.
2016, let's say.
No, the last year, I think 2018.
Okay.
Whatever it was, 2017, 2018, whatever it was. I went with Josh. Okay. I effing walked out of the main event because I can no longer tolerate being in that goddamn building. It sucks. The Nets suck. Nobody gives a crap. They're New York's best team. Nobody gives a shit about the Nets other than Brooklyn. But guess what? Brooklyn sucks too. All right? Wow. I'm going to say it.
You're really burying Brooklyn.
I am. I hate going there.
Why?
I hate it because it's a fake thing to love Brooklyn.
That's interesting.
It's a fake thing. Nobody really loves Brooklyn. People in Brooklyn hate Brooklyn.
That's interesting. You mean people from Brooklyn?
People from Brooklyn hate Brooklyn.
That's very interesting.
Real Brooklyn people.
Real Brooklynites. Not transplants.
Not transplants. Not like the Williamsburg transplants that now live in a $2.5 million one bedroom overlooking a dumpster.
Yeah. You know, I like Brooklyn. I'm not a fan of the... Logistically, I'm not a fan of the Sheepshead Bay Area just because it's a pain to get there.
It is a pain.
I don't mind Barclays. I saw Rush there with my buddy John years ago, and that was freaking fantastic. And I saw a couple of Nets games there. And you know what? I had a great time. As far as parking in the area goes, that's a thumbs down. As far as getting there goes,
thumbs down.
It's still a thumbs down. My whole,
as far as leaving there, a thumbs down.
This is my gripe with the Barclays Center and that area is if there was only a train that connected Queens to Barclays without having to go into the city first, I'd be happy with that.
I'm going to tell you something.
Weird complaint.
Everybody that lives in Brooklyn, okay? Everybody that lives in Brooklyn carves out lines on their wall like a prison cell, counting down the moments, the days, till they could get the hell out of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
That's everybody, top to bottom.
You're really slamming Brooklyn, huh?
Mayor de Blasio gave me these facts.
I think someone's going to throw a battery at you next week at Arthur Ashe. Dave D, I think, is going to throw a C battery right at your head. He goes, I log in when Andrew says people from Brooklyn hate Brooklyn.
It's fact. Prove me wrong.
I'm big on the boroughs. I'm not a fan of Staten Island, but whatever.
Here we go. Drew in our chat room. Brooklyn born here, currently lives in Brooklyn. 100% correct. It's awful.
Oh, boy.
And by the way, this is propaganda. This has been propaganda from New York.
Okay. This is
New York propaganda. They've been feeding you this illusion that Brooklyn is this cultural, beautiful place. It sucks.
Wow.
Hate it.
When was the last time you drove through, like, around Brooklyn?
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bushwick, you don't like Bushwick?
Hate Bushwick.
A lot of good food in Brooklyn.
Hate Flatbush.
Wow.
Hate Williamsburg.
Wow.
I don't care about that goddamn meatball shop that everybody praises.
It stinks.
I hate the smorgasbord that everybody
smorgasbord?
Talks about. Yeah, everybody talks fun, about. Though. It sucks.
It's fun.
Garbage. Who wants to pay $15 for a goddamn corn dog?
Did Brooklyn take a dump in your breakfast this morning?
I hate Brooklyn. Staten Island? Total respect for Staten Island.
Really?
You know why?
Ugh.
You know why? Because they're all lepers. The whole island. It was a leprosy colony. Do you know that?
Oh, boy.
That's all it was. Now, Bayside, that's where class is. Yeah, all right, let's talk about rest.
I mean, I could go on for an hour about how much I hate Bayside.
I'm going to tell you. I think MJF will agree. I think you should send this to MJF. He will agree with me. Brooklyn sucks. Majority of Queens sucks. All of New York City sucks.
What's the matter with
you? You know where I'm moving to?
Today? Where?
I'm moving to Old Brookville.
So you're going to have to rename everything to Guys from Old Brookville?
Yes, everything is getting...
It sounds so farty. Yeah.
Westbury.
Guys from Roslyn.
Guys from Roslyn.
That's going to be your new show. All right, let's talk about Roslyn. Right. We only have a half an hour. We have to get out of here. I got to drop you off at the train. I got to carry on my back, like Bad Luck Fale, to the train station.
Here we go. JD from New York, okay? Oh, pal of the show. Born and raised in the Bronx, living in Queens, Brooklyn... And every aspect of it is awful. Confirmation there. YouTube superstar JD from NY. JD, good friend
it's
of ours.
It's funny how people are chiming in right now.
Yeah, everybody knows.
I think everybody's getting turned off that this is supposed to be a wrestling podcast. So and now they're like, these guys are talking about the Burrows.
Hey, you know what? I got someone on the line here.
All right, are we taking a call?
Hold on, I got a call. Hold on, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Call, you're on the air. Who's this? Hey, it's me, Dr. Fauci. I got to tell you, Brooklyn sucks. He's from Brooklyn, isn't he?
I don't know.
All right. Wear your mask. Don't wear your mask. Who knows? But I know one thing. Brooklyn's terrible.
He's from Canarsie.
All right.
Let's hit it.
Any wrestling today? No wrestling.
Just no wrestling. Talk. Just all talking right. about how much. I'm surprised. So, I'm still surprised at how much you hate Brooklyn.
I hate Brooklyn.
I'm shocked.
I don't want to go into it anymore.
I'm almost.
Despise.
Wow. Fedorov's, man.
I don't give a crap about Bensonhurst anymore.
Okay. All right.
It was cool for a little bit.
Yeah.
Bensonhurst. It was cool for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. All right. So let's go to the news. So we had a fantastic time at MSG. Great show. Very much liked it. You know, when you're in the building, it's a very different experience, especially at the Garden. And really, really, you kind of get caught up in the moment. Then let's go into all the news.
Yeah.
Monday night. Where do you want to begin, actually? Where do you want to go with this? You want to go into Raw and then go into news? Let's go into Raw.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. You go into it.
Okay, so I think let's just talk about the major, 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 major thing that happened. Biggie cashes in his Money in the Bank to become WWE champion. The cashing in was teased all day, which it went from, oh, he's going to lose, to, you know what? They're pushing it so hard that you know this guy's going to win. And this was after Lashley beat Randy Orton. Do you think this was hot-shotted? Because you had some inside info that this is supposed to take place later on, right?
Well, okay, so there's a lot of conversations here, right, about the hotshot booking. Some people are saying that, okay, this was an obvious response for AEW and the number that they did, 1.31, 1.32 million, which is, you know, impressive, very impressive, especially for pro wrestling in 2021. You know, the growth that they've had over 2 years, fantastic.
Yeah.
however... I will say this was less of a response to AEW, but more of a response for that SmackDown show. From speaking to a lot of my friends, I guess, at the networks, they're alluding that, you know, when you see something big happen on one, expect another thing to happen on the other one. Maybe not the following week, but they're doing, they have to treat them equally, which is absolutely true. This concept of one being an A show, one being a B show, we know as wrestling fans what's an A show, what's a B show, but I don't necessarily think that the networks want to hear that, you know, one of their shows is the B show. It can't be treated like that because of all the money on the line.
Yeah, and there's a lot of money on
the line. There's a ton of money on the line, especially if you're one of the networks. You know, if you're NBC Universal and you see SmackDown had this pay-per-view level match with Edge and Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
You had Brock Lesnar show up. You had Becky Lynch do a contract signing.
Return of the Demon.
You had Return of the Demon. You have Roman Reigns. John Cena dark match. You're going to say, well, wait a minute. And Martha's does stink, by the way.
Yeah, French Workshop's the bomb.
Yeah, fantastic. All right. As someone that's like kind of like in that world, in that corporate world, I would be very upset, right? I work with multiple venues.
If I'm providing
so much more to one venue and I'm not providing it to the other one, and I'm saying, well, this is the A venue and this is the B venue, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to get fired.
Exactly.
I'm going to get canned because they're going to say, well, what the hell do you mean? You work for us as well, not just them. So this is more of a response to keeping the networks even, keeping the show a little exciting. Anything could happen. Must see TV. They're trying to fulfill that. Does 1.3 million get people nervous? This is exactly what I was told. If this trend continues for 6 weeks and AEW is getting closer and closer, then we have a big problem. If we start seeing that the spread between, let's say, Raw and SmackDown, right? Because they're both cable. I'm not going to count Raw and AEW. I'm not going to count SmackDown on this because they're on national TV and it's a little bit different. But 1.6 million for Raw, 1.3 million for AEW. You're talking 300,000 people. You just need one needle mover at that point.
Yeah.
And I'm serious about this, right? Like, and I'm not saying that, you know, CM Punk's going to be that needle mover or Daniel Bryan. I mean, they're all adding to this. But, you know, add, let's say, a Bray Wyatt. add another name.
Yeah.
Add a third name. And now all of a sudden, yeah, that gap is getting closer. That 18 to 30, whatever, demo, right? The demo numbers. That is scary to them as an the network. I'm not talking about WWE.
Right.
Because that's ad sales. That's perception.
Yeah.
When I'm looking at selling an ad to my demo, and I'm saying, okay, well, Raw, because they're very expensive, by the way, the buy-ins, mm-hmm, right? Because they have a high, they have more prestige on television. If let's, I'm throwing a number here. This is not accurate at all. Mm-hmm. But let's say it's $100 a spot. $10,000 a spot.
Okay.
Let's go with a big number, right? For Raw. And if for my key demo for a product that caters to men 18 to 48.
Okay.
Okay? 18 to 34, even, let's say. This is my demo. Raw's doing a 0.6.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say Raw's doing a 0.5. AEW is doing a 0.6 and they're half the rate.
Uh-huh.
And the perception is shifting where they're the cooler thing. And I'm not saying that they are. I'm saying perception for people that don't know wrestling, that's buying a Pizza Hut spot.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say, well, this is 5,000. This is way less. This is on a network that caters to my demo. And it's a product that's catering to my demo, mm-hmm, with a bigger demo number.
Right.
I may want to go over there. And when that ad shift happens, and it's not going to happen this year because ads are already bought and paid for. Second, everybody's working on first quarter coming up. That's when you're going to start seeing a little bit more pressure put in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about the business end of things. I'm not, you could talk about creative and booking and you could fix that any day. You could do hotshot booking. You could put on a world title match, which we did see. We'll see that pop a number. But when you're talking about trends, mm-hmm, you want to talk about 6-week trends.
Okay.
That's how I'm looking at this. So when people are like, well, Raw, you know, AEW's doing great. AEW's going to kick Raw's ass or whatever the argument is. I'm looking at the viewership trends and the sales trends because that's key. Mm-hmm. And that was the initial shift for WCW.
Right.
It was the perception from the network buys for the sales team that changed the perception all around. And that's when TV Guide started putting them on the cover. Mm-hmm. Newsweek magazine started doing it. You know, it became a hotter product. We're in a very interesting period for this when I'm breaking this down in my head.
If you're looking at it monetarily in terms of ad revenue, absolutely, it's pretty fascinating. I have a hypothetical for you.
Yeah.
Now let's say, you know, I'm gonna piggyback on what you mentioned earlier in your conversation.
And I hope I'm not boring you guys with this stuff because I find this is my indicator. Mm-hmm. Right? I know that you don't like the numbers. Rich?
But this stuff is fascinating. If you're going into like numbers, that's chloroform. You're putting me to sleep.
Want me to talk about the P3 viewership over the last 16 weeks?
So hypothetically, right? I'm going to piggyback on what you were saying before. There needs to be that last needle mover to really.
What the hell is that?
Turn what?
You hear that? No, oh, they're talking to me again.
The voices.
Yeah.
You were saying there needs to be that last needle mover to really turn the tide, right?
Yeah.
Now, in your opinion, is that a celebrity or a legend that you never thought you'd see on AEW? What could it be?
Honestly, and people are going to think I'm nuts to say this. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's what I'm
now hearing. I hear it.
Now you hear it.
What is that?
My dog. He's knocking at the door.
I thought there was a raccoon under one of the sofas. I would have lost my mind.
It's all of Brooklyn at the door.
So go ahead. Okay. Is he in the room?
Get away from here. Get away from here! Out of here!
Your dog was wiggling his ass into the door. That's hysterical.
I'm gonna have to figure out how to put this thing on again.
All right, so you were saying, we might call you crazy, but you think it is, and then you got distracted by the dog.
I would say, like, you know, wrestling hasn't created those big stars. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's gonna be. Listen, I love Adam Cole. I think he's gonna improve their product tremendously. Mm-hmm. I think same thing with Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson. Yeah. I think he
CM Punk too.
CM Punk as well. These are big pieces in the puzzle. But to a modern fan,
mm-hmm,
not the P1, the P2,
mm-hmm,
a casual fan, teenager, 20-year-old, whatever, other than a Roman Reigns or a Brock Lesnar or a John Cena, that's mm-hmm going to be the big, like, you want one needle mover?
Yeah.
And you're talking about big pop. I'm not even talking about, you know, creatively building your product.
Okay.
It's going to have to be one of those guys because wrestling hasn't built a star like that in a very long time.
So you wouldn't go with the patented let's bring the legend out, you know, because when Sting debuted, that was somewhat of a needle mover, right? That's kind of like
to us
but that was like, you know, the ratings were on the up for AEW at that point. Now, what if it's like, you know, like, how do you feel about like the celebrity stuff? Because AEW has done their celebrity guest appearances right. You know, even last night when Rosario Dawson showing
up.
Yeah,
cool.
Fantastic.
New Jersey's own Rosario Dawson.
You had Rosario Dawson. You had Shaq. The Shaq stuff was great. Mike Tyson. The Mike Tyson stuff was great. And yeah, I'm cool. Sure there's a couple more.
I don't think, but those know? Are, but that's not a 6 week builder.
Right. Okay.
Right. Like I'm talking about an indicator, a point of shift. And, you know, if we do see it, the earliest we'll see it is probably late April, May 2020. Mm-hmm. My conservative numbers, if we do see it this year, it'll be by May after post WrestleMania. I think we'll start seeing the shift around then if they play their cards right. Listen, you know, there's a lot of moving parts. It's a new company. Anything could go wrong. Mm. You could start making some really silly booking decisions. You know, I'll give you a great example, and I'm not saying this in a negative way. I did enjoy it personally, but on AEW, when Tully Blanchard is taking Sting's makeup off,
yeah,
I could automatically see in my head people tweeting, oh, this is just like TNA.
Interesting. Okay.
So you're going to have moments like that, absolutely, which we'll get into on why people like to compare like that. But I think, honestly, they're on a tremendous path right now.
Absolutely. I think both companies are. I think with WWE, it's like they're looking for that right gear to shift out of the malaise that they had over the last year. Dave D in the chat room goes, this is going to sound insane, but you will need a Logan Paul. I'm not a fan, but that will move numbers.
You know what? You do need it.
Hateable. Yeah. So hateable. Do you think a Conor McGregor would do that as well?
Conor is, again, I'm saying long term. Like if you sign a Conor McGregor for, let's say, whatever, in WWE as well, you sign a Conor McGregor to a program, you're going to get a lot of eyeballs for the long term. I don't think people realize what a draw Bad Bunny was. I'm going to tell you something.
Dude, I was just going to ask you about that.
I could tell you that every indicator points that he was a success for them.
Absolutely.
Right? They did the celebrity thing right, and I think Cardi B would have been a big movement if she wasn't pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Well, is that your Cardi B?
It's my Cardi B impression.
Can I hear that again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a nice one.
I've been working on a lot of one-syllable impressions. Yeah. I got one for Shaq.
You ready? Oh, yeah.
Hey.
That's it. That's a good one. Hey. That's a good one. I just feel like, you know, we're on the path to something.
Mm-hmm.
It just let's get there. Let's get there.
Yeah.
So I know I went off on a rant here, but
that's fine. I'm gonna cut you off for two seconds. MG or Jonathan, can you please take the super chats and throw them into the notes because we've gotten a lot and we want to address them all in about 10 minutes.
Yes. Okay. So we're gonna move quickly here. So what day did Samoa Joe vacate the titles? It was over the weekend.
It was Monday?
Was it Monday?
I feel like it was Monday.
I can't remember. But so Samoa Joe vacates the title, the NXT title, due to, it wasn't an injury. It was a medical reason, right? Yeah. They were very careful to say he's not hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I asked. Nobody could tell me that he had an injury.
Mm-hmm.
It was Sunday night he did this. So I don't know what the reason is. I really have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a lot of speculation. People were assuming that they wanted the title off of him so they could crown a new champion this weekend.
It was Sunday night.
It was Sunday, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens to Samoa Joe. He said he's going to be back in the ring very quickly. I know that they want to use him over there as like the veteran.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that. Pete Dunne is re-signed with WWE.
Fascinating.
3-year contract. There's plans for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think you kind of saw it. And you know, he was in that main event. Johnny Gargano's deal is also up December 3rd, and Candice's deal is also up later.
Okay.
So, I know they're very high on Johnny. But you know what? They were very high on
Adam Cole.
On Adam Cole. Like,
yeah.
Really high on Adam Cole, which we should talk about that.
But listen, when you get a chance to kind of really be with your best friends, you know, like,
why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? You know, like,
you know, your girlfriend, your best friend.
Yeah, like, I don't even think it was really about the money for the guy.
It wasn't like an easy decision. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I do have some news, though, about this. So I'm gonna read this, and I'm gonna read it very carefully.
Okay.
All right?
Hit it.
So there was a lot of news I don't know who this is.
That's,
I'm not answering.
You're getting in trouble.
I'm so sorry. There was a lot of news about what the plans for Adam Cole were going up to the main roster. And the story broke earlier in the week that the plan was that he was going to be a heel manager for Keith Lee.
Right, right.
All right. I saw that Ringside had put this out, and I could tell you that there was a denial of the story put out, right? There were people that were denying the story.
Mm-hmm.
Ringside had confirmed this, and I believe Dave had also confirmed this story, right? That Adam Cole was going to be a heel manager for Keith Lee. I could tell you that I had heard that Keith Lee would be, there was a plan for him to be heel with a manager, okay?
Okay.
I didn't personally hear my car is ready. I need to go pick it up. That's what it was.
Right now?
Yeah.
I thought it was Brooklyn calling. I heard what you've been saying.
Yeah, so I'm not going to read this, but I suspect Adam Cole's denial was that either he wasn't in the know fully, or it's a blatant denial. Now, I don't know. I have not been told this, but in seeing what I have seen and hearing what I have heard, I'm starting to believe that that may have been the plan for him.
Okay.
Okay? I could tell you that I spoke to somebody at Ringside and this morning. And
the website.
The website.
Yeah.
And I could tell you that he made the right choice by leaving.
Absolutely.
I think he made the right choice because if this was actually the plan, okay, actually the plan for Adam Cole, how absurd is it that this 32-year-old, 31-year-old, I mean, just a really good wrestler, great character, great promo, is now going to become a hype man for the sweetest baby face.
For a guy who could talk already.
A guy that could talk already as like a really strong baby face that they're turning heel because that's the easier thing to do.
That's
right.
It's so bizarre.
You can't figure out how to write a baby face. Just turn him heel and just call it a day. I'm not saying that that's the case, but I'm saying that it's a little. It is what it is, right?
You know what? You know what one of the fascinating things about Cole moving to AEW is? He's bringing 4 years of Shawn Michaels' mentorship to that locker room.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Which is nuts.
And Hunter.
Yeah.
You know. So I. The Adam Cole stuff is fascinating. The
Keith really
Lee stuff is fascinating. So I will say I am under the impression that this would have been some sort of plan.
Mm-hmm.
This would I don't know if they would have actually gone through with it, but I would believe that this was part of the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that they would go through with it, but you know, things change all the time, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
We saw what they wanted to do with FDR.
Yeah.
How ridiculous. How insane is that?
Yeah. You know, it's funny, like you talking about FTR, I was like, I was watching NXT on Tuesday, I was like, man, like there was that time in NXT where you had Authors of Pain, FTR, DIY, the Vikings, just tag team upon tag team of like solid workers, you know? And it's nuts how like it's a double-edged sword of, I guess they don't care and it doesn't seem like they want to keep these guys happy, right? And it strikes me as like AEW is the answer. It's the wrestler's answer, right?
Yeah.
It's not like Hogan jumping ship to WCW because they're paying him a ton of money.
Yeah.
It's, you know, if you want to come and wrestle and apply your craft, this is the place to do it.
Yeah.
We got about a half an hour here.
Yeah.
Do you want to jump into NXT 2.0?
Yeah. Let me see what else we had here.
Okay.
We had, NXT 2.0. Let's do that. What did you think?
I feel like I'm the minority here. I really dug the set. I enjoyed it. I like the colors. My only dumb one gripe is too much wall. Too much bare wall.
Okay, so that's changing.
Okay.
I spoke to someone there.
Okay.
And they said that it is still, there's going to be changes done. This was more like they evaluated some of the shots.
Mm-hmm.
There is possibly some tweaking that's going to happen in the coming weeks.
Sure.
Because I'm all big on the production stuff, but brighter, cleaner image.
Yes.
Right? Like things look brighter and fresh. I think they list, you know, for months, for years, I've been saying NXT looks too dingy.
It's very dark.
Very dark, which I liked it. And that was kind of the point. It was more metal and grunge and
classic Ring of Honor style.
It was. But however, they were going up against AEW that's in a large stadium.
Also very colorful.
Also very colorful. So, you know, there was a lot of comparison drone that if NXT went brighter in the colors, you know, it would kind of change the image a little bit. A little bit of smoke and mirrors there.
Yeah.
They took it to a whole different extreme.
They really
did. Everything is bright. NXT 2.0. This will be the name for at least the time being moving forward. I posted that on Instagram and I'm getting calls because I don't know why. You know what Josh has called me? Should I answer this?
Josh Coleman? Yeah. Put him on.
I'm doing the show. Thank you.
Is that Cole?
Yeah. Yeah. Our good friend Colm. So Kevin Dunn was there. Ed Koski was there. I believe Ringside also had reported that Ed and I think everybody was there. Bruce was there.
Do you think Ed it was looked there, like a Kevin game show?
It kind of does look like a game show.
I know MG was saying that a lot.
You know what Jess told me?
Yeah.
Jess said it looks like when you were a kid and you go to Universal Studios.
Okay.
And it's like a taping of Double Dare.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's
what it looked like.
That's very astute. That's very astute.
That's what it looked like. Good. I was like at like Universal for like a taping of something.
So, you know, you started the show with a match between LA Knight and Rick Steiner's son, Bron Breakker.
Yeah.
Big dude. It was a night of big boys.
Okay, come on, man. Why aren't they calling him a Steiner?
Listen.
Come on. I mean, he looks like
a Steiner.
And
yeah.
Scotty, he looks like a Steiner. He's them morphed in one.
Big dude.
Wearing the 90s singlet with the bright colors. Big dude.
Mm.
Big profile spot. I mean, you could see that they're very much into him. Football player, right?
Yeah.
Why not call him a Steiner?
Listen. We've gotten that tweet so many times on Tuesday night, and my answer was, well, look at Curtis Axel and look at Husky Harris, right? Why couldn't you get Joe Hennig and Wyndham Rotunda, right? Why couldn't you get your legacy second-generation names? Why don't they like doing that?
I don't know. Well, yeah, there were so many.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... Well, it's part of their thing now, right?
Right.
It's let us create you.
For the last 10 years.
Well, they go in and out, right? Like Adam Cole. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm still trying to confirm that they wanted to change Adam Cole's name on the main roster. That is something that I have not personally heard because of Michael Cole.
Michael Cole Jr.
If that is true, okay? If that is true, which it's quite possible it is, I would say that... That is such a boneheaded move.
I agree. But is it a boneheaded move with all these name changes? Is it a boneheaded move until these guys get over? Because if I want to say, like, when did The Shield debut?
2013.
Okay. So at what point did they say that Roman he's Office son, right?
Yeah, I think they always mentioned it.
Did they always mention that he's Office son?
Yeah, even at an FCW they mentioned
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
They'll say the legend...
Survivor Series 2012.
The son of the legendary so-and-so, right? The son of Kurt Hennig. I don't think they did that with Bray Wyatt. They didn't do that with Bron Breakker, but they did say he's coming off like a dog-faced gremlin.
They were told not to mention that he is a Steiner.
Uh-huh.
So, but they did throw in the dog face gremlin line.
It's, you know what? I hate griping about this stuff, but that's always one big gripe to me where it's like, why can't this dude just be like Braun Steiner?
Braun Steiner. Why not?
You know, or Frank why Steiner. Not? Frank N. Steiner.
Frank N. Steiner. Frank N. Steiner. Yeah, love it.
There you go.
He should start doing that.
But it was a big boy night, right?
It was a big boy night. Everybody's
big dudes. Mandy Rose, how do you feel about that new look?
All right.
Her new faction, the Toxic Attraction. We finally get a female Diamond Mine member in Ivy Nile. And then you had like a very decent like main event. Kyle O'Reilly got taken out backstage. So you had Tommaso Ciampa beating LA Knight, Pete Dunne, and the debut of Von Wagner.
Von Wagner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great name.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. I like the name Von Wagner. And then, you know, you have the wedding of Indy and Dexter. Which
he's a big
was...
boy. Whose kid is he? Carl Bloom, right?
Carl Bloom or Matt Bloom?
No. Carl Bloom is the dude.
Mm-hmm. They avoided the name thing with Charlotte as well.
Is that Matt's son?
I'm not sure.
No, Wayne Bloom. It's Wayne Bloom's son.
Okay.
One of the Beverly brothers.
Here's another one for you.
Yeah.
So they renamed Parker Boudreaux, great name, to Gunnar Harland.
Parker Boudreaux. To what?
Gunnar Harland.
I did not see that.
Yeah. And what do you think your name would be if they were like, we want you in NXT... We want you to have a podcasting personality, but we don't like the name Andrews-Arian.
I don't know. What would you name me?
Frankie Burgers.
Frankie Burgers. hey, it's me, Frankie Burgers. Don't they have like a Sopranos gimmick now on NXT?
And now it's just Harlem. They renamed him again.
Harlem. Yeah.
Harland.
Harland.
Yeah.
Harland. I don't know. I can't keep up with the freaking name changes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I really can't.
So you had the wedding of Dexter Lumis and Indy Hartwell, which I thought was funny. That was a good comedic segment, especially with Dexter Lumis opening up his jacket to show like
his
hatchet.
Yeah. His hatchet. By the way, Ayaz, Zarian would become XLR Mike.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just choke you with the XLR cable.
And then, you know, as we go off the air, you see Ciampa with his belt. He's got Goldie back. And Bron Breakker shaking hands and breathing on each other.
Freaking absurd.
Which makes me think, because of the 2.0 and the big boy mentality, this dude is getting that NXT title like within the next month.
Are we getting a new NXT title?
I think so. Mm. I think we're getting a new NXT champion. I think we're getting a new NXT title. Mm. I think you're getting, this is going to become unfamiliar territory, which is a good thing. And that's fine. You know, I'm happy about it. But again, it's ever since that move to USA and going 2 hours, NXT has been, apart from a few segments, hasn't been great.
No, has not been great.
Yeah.
I think this is a decent restart. I mean, listen, they, you know, it's a refresh and it's a good time to do a refresh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just see what it does. Ratings went up. Obviously, it did 770,000 for NXT. So we'll see what happens there. I mean, there's a lot of changes. A lot of changes. 770 is at a 0.21 in the demo, mm-hmm. which was up in the 18 to 49 demo. So that was that's interesting. Raw. I don't have a lot of time, but Alexa Bliss debuted the Charlie doll.
Yeah, great.
Great. It's immediately being sold by WWEshops.com. Of course, and they're probably sold out.
Yeah.
Damian Priest defeated Jeff Hardy to retain the U.S. title. Jeff Hardy is just defeated at this point.
He's just defeated. Yeah.
So, do we break down the Big E story yet or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked about it.
So, Big E cashed in. We got the money in the bank. This was supposed to be, like I said earlier, this was supposed to take place during the draft or right after the draft. Around the time of the draft, because Big E was going to go to Raw, and that was going to be the big story of him cashing in, winning the title, and he's going to Raw. I don't believe this was a response to AEW. However, this was a response to SmackDown having a big show.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of stuck to their plan. They didn't shift this. So, I mean, months ago we spoke about this.
Yes. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
In July, I think we spoke about how the plan was for Big E to go to Raw and cash in the title.
Absolutely.
And who would he cash in on? You know, I think I think Lashley was a great option to cash in on.
I really thought it was going to be Roman, but Lashley was a great option. You know,
no, like they couldn't do that.
The way they
can't
did
beat
it,
Roman right now.
The way they did it and the way they kept him like as his character, fantastic.
Yeah. They did a good job with this. Happy to see him with the title. We'll see what goes on next couple of weeks with this.
Yeah.
AEW Dynamite will be fast. CM Punk opens on commentary. First match.
Great.
Adam Cole comes out. By the way, in Newark, New Jersey, another place I won't step foot in.
Yeah, well, we got banned from New Jersey.
Can I tell you how many people are like, what do you guys mean you're not there?
Yeah,
I was like, we're not allowed why? We got banned after that Spirit Air flight. Yeah. I would not go to Newark. There's nothing that will make me go to Newark.
Are we going to watch The Sopranos flick, though?
Yeah, we are. That we definitely are. So Adam Cole came out, looked good. Good match with Frankie Kazarian. Great first opponent.
Yeah.
They very much highlighted him. Mm-hmm. He caught a promo at the end. Who did he go after in the promo? Why is my brain freezing?
Christian.
Yes.
Jungle Boy.
Yeah. That whole crew.
Luchasaurus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have a name for the faction. His new faction.
Who?
The Click.
The Super Click.
The Super Click.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think that was the Ring of Honor or PWG.
I think they trademarked it too.
Really?
Yeah.
Very cool.
So go ahead.
So you had MJF come out, cut a promo on Brian Pillman Jr. Lots of heat for this guy. He called out Queens. I feel like somebody's going to throw a beer at his head next week. I'm not endorsing any violence of any kind, but I do feel like that's going to be a rowdy crowd once they see MJF. Who are you talking to right now? Are you playing Pong?
I'm getting messages.
nuclear heat for this guy. He started the promo by looking up into the sky to talk to Brian Pillman Sr., but then looked down as if Brian Pillman was in hell.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very good. I didn't even pick that up. I didn't even pick that up that he's in hell. I picked up that he's like buried.
Under the mat.
I thought he was under the mat. Yeah.
Did you think he was going to come back?
I thought so.
Oh, boy.
Wrestling, anything's possible.
You're like, oh, man. FTR with Tully beat Dante Martin and Matt Sydal. Very solid match. Minoru and Suzuki addressed the Suzuki incident.
Lance Archer and Suzuki.
Sorry. Minoru Suzuki and Lance Archer addressed the Suzuki incident, which was Suzuki's...
Music being cut so people
couldn't yell the last bit of the song at him, right?
Yeah.
They turned it into an angle, which was great. Malakai Black came out. Rosario Dawson in the crowd. Cody returns. Took a bump. Cody returns, makes a save. Cody's a genius. You know why?
Yeah.
What does this guy wear for his return? The brightest red suit on the planet.
Yeah, of course.
Let's see. We got CM Punk gets attacked by Team Taz.
CK Punk, according to MGG.
Yeah, this guy can't spell.
Sick Punk.
CM Punk gets attacked by Team Taz. Hook and Hobbs put him through the announce table. How do you feel about Hook?
I kind of like Hook. Yeah. I like that he's there. I want to see what he does. I want to see him become like a mini Taz eventually. Yeah. Can you imagine if he grows to be like just morphs into Taz as he gets older?
You think he's being prepared for that, where Taz is like, listen, this ain't going to last forever. One day you're going to wake up and you're going to be like this and like this.
I can't wait for that to happen. I got to tell you, though, I like the Team Taz stuff.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. It's great. He's such an interesting foil for the Punk stuff, because by that promo, I think it was last week, where Punk was basically like, what are you talking about? And Taz was trying to do like the Taz stuff.
Yeah.
Dan Lambert in America's Top Team, Chris Jericho promo. Awesome.
A lot of cursing in this promo.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. I think that did it for my wife specifically.
The Dan Lambert stuff.
Yeah, they're cursing a lot. This is great. Jay Cardgill versus Layla Hirsch. And Darby Allin with Sting beat Sean Spears. FTR attacks Sting and Darby.
Sting took a big pile driver, spike pile driver.
Oh my God. Brian Danielson and Kenny promo. Brian coaxed Kenny into a non-title match next week. Now, there's been a lot of rumblings in the chat and on Twitter. Do you think this should have been saved for a pay-per-view?
So this match was going to happen always at the show. They don't really do non-title matches like this too often, right? They really don't. It's not like a common thing that you see. I think it's the right move because it's such a mega show and you want to protect Brian, and Kenny could take a loss, but Brian can't take a loss right now.
Mm-hmm.
But Kenny can't lose the belt. So this is the only way to do it, which, by the way, this freaking card is stacked.
Just huge,
for
dude.
Next week.
Yeah.
And then John Moxley, Eddie Kingston defeated 2.0. Suzuki Goon attacked after, likely setting up the tag match for, I guess, next week.
Which was unannounced, but
yeah,
great.
So, Dynamite in Queens and Flushing, Queens, Flushing Meadow Park, Arthur Ashe Stadium, next door to Citi Field, our backyard. We're 7 minutes away.
Yeah.
I can maybe get on the later train.
Yeah.
If we're going to go a little late. Yeah. 7 minutes away. 8 minutes away. So we're going to be there. We'll come up with any kind of meetup stuff. I have a crazy week next week.
Okay.
I have meetings every day, and I don't know if I'll be able to do a meetup, but I know that JD from New York is planning one.
I'll meet you guys. I'll meet everybody.
Demon Diva in our chat room. Ice is planning. They were planning on one. So if they do one, I'll be sure to put it out there so you guys could join them. If we do one, you know, maybe we can meet up right before at Arthur Ashe and have like a little meetup, because I know they have like bar areas and stuff.
Listen,
we're gonna be there.
Absolutely.
You know who's coming with us?
Who?
Brutal Bob.
Brutal Bob. I know Joel is going to be in town. I know Harry's going to be there.
Jess is coming.
Horny Harry's going to be there.
Horny Harry's going to be there.
If you guys, if anybody wants to get happy hour in a dive bar, let me know, baby. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
No frills for this guy.
You want to talk about the lineup for this?
Absolutely.
So we got Dynamite and we have a Rampage taping, which Rampage will be 2 hours. So this show's probably going to go to midnight.
4 hours.
Oh, wait a minute. There is a... When...
What's the matter?
The train curfew.
Yeah.
They got to be careful of that. Mm-hmm. They have a hard out.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
There's a train curfew. Bob would be able to help me with that, and I'll be sure to put that on Twitter.
Fantastic.
Non-title match. Kenny Omega versus Bryan Danielson. Probably will be the main event. Cody versus Malakai Black.
Awesome.
AEW Women's World Championship. Dr. Britt Baker versus Ruby Soho. FTR versus Sting and Darby Allin. MJF and Brian Pillman Jr. And a CM Punk live interview.
Awesome.
Then, Rampage taping, you're going to have Adam Cole, 2-hour Rampage. Adam Cole and the Young Bucks versus Christian Cage and Jurassic Express.
Awesome.
CM Punk versus Powerhouse Hobbs.
Great.
Chris Jericho and Jake Hager versus Men of the Year, Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky.
Awesome. All right.
You want to do plugs first?
Go for it.
No, you do it. You're great at it.
Plugs for our stuff, or like hair plugs?
Both.
Guys, if you want to send us your hair plugs. All right, guys, if you want to support the show, patreon.com/mattmanpodcast. We are restructuring our tiers. They're there. If you were a subscriber, you are grandfathered in. We also have our YouTube subscription. I think we made it easier for you guys, so you're not paying twice.
Yeah. Right?
And you know, do that, super chat us. We're gonna jump into the questions right now. We will be at Arthur Ashe next week. I'm very excited about that. I know Andrew's very excited about that. We got to figure stuff out time wise for everybody.
Yes. And Friday, if you want to see some independent wrestling in Jersey City, I go to Jersey City. That's as far New Jersey. I go. You know where I go? I go to Upper Saddle River. I'll chill in Bergen County. I'm not going anywhere else. Jersey City Catalyst Wrestling. I'll be there on Friday. Tomorrow, Catalyst Wrestling has a show. Jersey City. Catalyst Wrestling is in our chat room. If they could plug this, that would be excellent on where people could check this out, because I don't have my notes in front of me and I didn't write it down. But I'll be at Catalyst Wrestling this Sunday, this Friday, for their show, for their iPay-per-view taping, which is going to be really cool. We interviewed Colby Carino.
Very cool.
We interviewed him a couple days ago. It's up on our website at gfknetwork.com. Also available wherever podcasts are available. Colby, he's their current world champion. He's the Catalyst World Champion. Also in NWA.
Very
fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do some super chats, baby. Han Stoli, $4.99. Thank you very much. Could Charlotte Flair use her name outside WWE? And would WWE give her a blank check to keep her?
She cannot use Charlotte Flair because that's not her name.
Right.
Her name is Ashley Fleer.
Right.
So she could be possibly Ashley Flair.
Right.
She cannot be Charlotte.
Interesting.
She should just change her name to like another city.
Mm-hmm.
Greensboro.
Hey, Greensboro.
Greensboro. It's me, Greensboro Flair.
Joel Wood, $9.99. Is Kevin Owens as good as gone when his contract comes up, or is there a chance he stays? Who do you think is likeliest to stay between Owens, Zayn, and Gargano?
Owen, Zayn, and Gargano. That's a great question. I don't know. I hate speculating on stuff like this because anything could change. You know, I would say that I always tend to lean heavier to staying when you've been established and you've been somewhere. But WWE is a very different animal right now, and NXT and what's going on in AEW. I would say that Owens could leave. Owens and Zayn could leave. I don't know about Gargano, because he's a major player in NXT right now.
Yeah.
And they really need his experience.
Yes. He seems like one of the guys that they'd kind of bend over backwards to keep, you know?
Yeah.
Kevin Owens too. I don't know. I feel like, I feel like if this was like 2 years ago, I would have said all these guys would go, but I don't know now, you know? Pete Dunne just resigned. Samoa Joe resigned. So there has to be something there, right?
Yeah, there has to be something there.
Deuce, $5. Thank you. If there was ever a time to bring Hangman back, it's next week after the Omega Bryan match, right? Love the show, boys.
Yeah, he should be coming back soon.
Do you think that ends the taping next week?
I mean, that would be great, and then you go right into that match for another mega show.
Awesome, right?
You could build that for, what's the next one? Full Gear in November?
I believe so.
Okay.
All Elite Podcast, $5 Canadian. What up, boys? Kyle here again. My question today, do you think AEW will look at next week as a gauge to see how two-hour shows go? Love you both.
For Rampage?
No, as like a gauge that, you know, you're having two back-to-back two-hour shows.
Yes, yeah.
Right? I think the question is, do you think they're going to use this as a litmus test for more mega shows in the future?
Yes, because that's the point was to make this into a pay-per-view level show, right. And you can't really do that with 2 hours.
Exactly.
So if you do, and nobody's going to care in the building that it's a taping for another show, mm-hmm. you're just thinking, oh man, I'm going to see some cool stuff. Putting CM Punk on the mm-hmm. Rampage show really brings eyeballs to Rampage now, right?
Yeah.
So that'll pop the rating. They'll go at least 900,000.
Yeah. I do like how on the end of the Super Chats, folks say they love us.
I love them.
So if you just want to go,
I love them.
Love you at the end of it, I'd love that so much. It's amazing. Frank Grady at $4.99. Does it matter to the networks that Raw is going up against Monday Night Football and Dynamite is basically up against nothing?
I don't think. I think it's just whatever the positioning is, mm-hmm. that's how they see it. Dynamite had hockey issues last year.
True. Know? And Dynamite had to move because of basketball.
Multiple times. And that really hurt their trajectory because they were really on a roll.
Yes.
And they moved from Friday and then they moved to Saturday and they were bouncing around too much.
But I think the silver lining of that was TNT was so happy with the numbers that they did when they did have to move that they were like, yeah, this is
also
great.
We got to talk about, is there going to be a drop on TBS?
Oh, interesting.
That's going to play a big part too.
Okay. Joel Wood, $4.99. Do you think WWE will see positive momentum the rest of the year with their shows based on what you have heard?
I SmackDown has been fantastic, right?
Mm.
I haven't watched a SmackDown that I've said, wow, that was a bad one in a while. So I think Raw is the problem, but I think Raw's inherent issue is the third hour. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of stalling. It's a lot of storytelling. Yeah, there's not enough, you know, like Raw is a very different show than SmackDown. SmackDown is treated as a pro wrestling show and Raw is treated as a variety hour where you have comedy and you have horror and you have violence and you have love angles and you have, I mean, it's really presented in like a variety show presentation. So I don't know. I from what I have been told, I think that they're doing some really cool stuff, like the Big E stuff. You know, months ago, I said, guys, I kind of got a little peek at what they're planning, and I'm very hopeful. Mm-hmm. Now, what you see on paper and what executes are two different things. What I've seen on paper, I very much enjoy. How they get there is going to be the big problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they could do it. They've been solid on NXT, on SmackDown. I mean, it's amazing how different those two shows are.
You ready for the next?
Yes.
Chris Farrell, $5. Thanks, bud. Is there any news on Jake Roberts? Haven't seen him on TV in a while and saw reports he was carrying oxygen at conventions. Hope he's okay.
I saw that too. I don't know. Maybe it was getting a little too difficult for him on the road, you know, to travel every week like that. That's not, mm-hmm. it's not super easy, especially with, you know, he's high risk, you know, he's not in the best health conditions and numbers have gone up in cases. So maybe he's just being a little bit more precautious and staying home.
Yeah. Stellar Justin Lopez, 2.0, $4.99. I noticed the new faces were mostly from the February 2021 class that was signed. So I got to ask, how long until we see Parker Boudreaux, a.k.a. Gunnar Harland?
I would say soon.
Right.
I would say sooner than later.
Okay.
Because, you know, everybody's big, right?
Everybody's big.
Everybody's big. Everybody's jacked up. Everybody, you know, and everyone. And here's something interesting, right? Yeah. In the history of pro wrestling, right? The biggest stars of wrestling, generally, they weren't independent wrestlers, right? And I'm telling you their logic. I'm breaking down for everybody that's saying like, well, this sucks. NXT is going to suck now. You know, you're not going to see. First of all, indie talent doesn't really exist like it did 5 years ago.
Right.
You know, and I'm not defending WWE's shift, What I'm saying is, let's look at what the trajectory and the future of what's happening 24 months from now.
Right, right, right.
There's not enough indie talent, high-profile indie talent that's free, right? Everybody's signed somewhere.
Yeah.
Whether you have an MLW contract or you're already at NXT, you're already at WWE, Ring of Honor, you're in Impact, you're in AEW. Those indie talents are locked in.
Mm-hmm.
So when things get difficult, what do? You go back to what worked. You start getting athletes, football players, bouncers, you know, like they're going to go back to this old way of doing it. Everybody was a football player. All your favorite wrestlers were, Ron Simmons, football player. Kevin Nash was a basketball player. You have this long laundry list of former athletes that went into wrestling for one reason or another, and they were able to do tremendous business. Bill Goldberg, a football player.
Oh my God, yeah.
Can't work. One of the biggest names in pro wrestling history. And nobody was talking about his freaking work rate in 1998.
Lex Luger.
Nobody was talking about Lex Luger's work rate. You know, when he was hot. He was green, but he had the look. So they're going, I don't expect it to be nobody, you know, like terrible wrestlers, because they have a system that works now in training people. But Bianca Belair was not an independent wrestler.
Right.
You know? There's tons of these guys that weren't, and they were able to become successful. So I'm not going to hold that against NXT for having, you know, like a bodybuilder, like a Parker Boudreaux.
But he's an amateur wrestler.
He is an amateur wrestler. But, you know, a little bit of wrestling here and there is fine, but they could build these guys. So I'm hopeful to see what they do if they're able to create these mega stars that's very likable. You know, I don't expect it to be a bunch of Mojo Rawleys.
No,
and I think that's the fear here, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah. You know what? This is going to sound nuts, but you know what they need? They need another Adam Rose or No Way Jose to parade around their developmental guys.
Developmental guys.
You know, because like, who came out of the Adam Rose thing? It was Justin Gabriel and Braun.
Yeah.
I think there was a couple more in there too, you know? I feel like they need to do like weird stuff like that. I think we missed somebody's super chat. I can't find it. MG Geek, if you could find it, that'd be great. Right. We got Mike D, $4.99. Is The Rock still scheduled for WrestleMania to face Roman? Heard he might have movie conflicts now.
Yeah, I mean, I hear that all the time. I haven't heard anything other than they're working on the deal. They're trying to figure it out. They're trying to figure out the plan.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. Do you want to do a couple more questions, or do you want to get out of here? Because your train is at 11:57.
I will not make the 11:57. I think I'm going to get on the 12:23.
Okay, cool. All right. So let's do some Twitter Ask Matt Men. Is that cool with you, Andrew?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Let's see here. We have a comment from Shady926. I like your show. I hope you don't fall into the same trap as others. Some of the others choose bias over objectivity, and that don't work for me.
Yeah, I mean, I get the bias. Some people are biased. Some people like what they like, right? I'm very clear when I state my opinion on something and then report it as a fact. I don't like to do that. So, but, you know, is it bias if you enjoy one thing more than the other? I mean, it's a slippery slope, right? Like, I don't... It's subjective. Yeah. Like there are times that I really like AEW and there are times that I really like what WWE did.
Yeah.
I could be happy for both and I could enjoy both, but I could also be honest and say what I don't like.
Right. Right.
You know, there's a lot of things in AEW that I'm not crazy about, but the good outweighs the bad. And that's always the hope. The same went for, you know, wrestling in the Attitude Era. The good outweighed all the bad, which majority was bad. So that means that the good was really good.
Right, right. Brian Kucharski's super chat was perception is reality.
Perception is reality.
That is true. From Gerard Ryan, Bear Down 316 on Twitter. Have you guys heard any news about this big distribution deal coming soon for Impact Wrestling that Len Asper tweeted about? The context is he doesn't tweet Impact unless it's something big, either the deal itself or when can we expect an announcement?
I would say that they've been working on something for quite some time. There was supposed to be a deal a while ago, and it didn't happen. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes.
So I don't know what the deal would be. They're on a station that they own that really is not accessible to most people, including myself.
Right, right.
So I don't know if they're talking about a digital distribution deal or an actual over-the-air distribution deal. But that's going to be interesting. I'm curious what that does to them. They have a listen. They have they're doing good shows. It's not terrible.
They're also. I feel like you guys got to keep an eye on Impact because they are on the up. You know, and don't be surprised if the guys who were let go and the girls who were let go earlier this year show up on Impact.
Yeah.
This is from @Hells_Harley. Is there any update with Scarlett coming to the main roster?
It was. I don't know now with the relaunch of NXT.
Okay. This is from @X_Rob. What's going on with Sasha Banks?
She is not there. That's all I can say. Yeah.
This is from Iconic_94 on Twitter. Hey guys, big fan of the show. You both have a great rapport that makes watching and listening a breeze. Thank you. Can you please tell us anything about the possibility of AEW's Women's Tag Team Championships? Even a little hint.
So there is a new belt being made. Mm-hmm. Okay. There was a sneak peek by the belt designer. I had heard that a trios title would come before a women's title.
Yeah.
A women's tag title. The only reason why is that their women's division was not that big, right? However, they are starting to have more teams like Anna Jay and Tay Conti, right?
Yes.
They're a team. They're something together. So I they will eventually have it. I personally anticipated the Trios title first because they had actually made an announcement saying that the Trios title would debut sometime around the Jericho Cruise. That didn't happen last year. You know, the pandemic kind of delayed everything. Yeah. So a Trios title would work in AEW because they have so many factions.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that would be I would do that first over the tag women's title because they're just building that division and it's getting strong now, just now.
I agree with that. I agree with that. Also, like, I do think that the main title picture for the women's title needs to be a little stronger, you know?
Yeah, and they're getting there.
Yeah.
They're
definitely getting there. $4.99 from Joel Wood here. Bray Wyatt says he will see everybody soon, and revenge is a confession of pain. Do you think he's AEW bound, or is there a chance he returns to WWE?
Everything is possible. I mean... I don't know how I feel about this. I hear things every day.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is telling me that he's most likely leaving. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not going to go back to WWE. That's what everybody's saying. But I don't... It's difficult to say. Because I have not been told anything like, oh, I could confirm this.
You know, what's fascinating is he did tweet something else out, I think, yesterday about how we've never seen, the real him. Right?
Yeah.
Wyndham Rotunda. Do you think he's going to show up as like a gnarly, like boogeyman MF-er?
I don't know. Does he want to be that guy?
You never know.
You know,
man.
Like, I don't know. I think his original gimmick was fantastic.
The Cape Fear?
The Cape Fear stuff was so good.
I like The Fiend a lot.
I liked all of them. He's very talented. This guy made everything work and anything work. I don't want to speculate on what won't work with him because he's so talented.
What if he shows up in AEW and he's basically like the Funkasaurus 2.0?
Oh, God, that would not
comes out like dancing.
I would not be happy with that.
Have you heard anything definitive about Ric Flair coming to AEW? Keep up the great work, guys. Really enjoyed all the stuff you did during all that weekend.
I anticipate he's showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll leave it at that.
All right, let's see. We got a couple more questions here.
And the camera wasn't on me when I said it.
Oh, no?
I made a face about it.
You went, yuck.
I went... Maybe, maybe soon.
Like Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, yeah, like Pee Wee.
Pratik, why are we having Kenny Omega versus Danielson next week on Dynamite? It doesn't make sense.
It makes a ton of sense.
Why are they not doing it on the pay-per-view?
Why would they wait months to do this?
Yeah, this is hot.
The show was supposed to be like a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
That's kind of the point of the show. They're in front of 18,000 people. You're not going to do a mega main event in front of 18,000 people? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they legit are at 18,000 right now, tickets sold in that building. Wow. Very interesting.
Wow. Let's see. We got one more here. Supersonic X, will we see some returns heading into the draft? The only returns WWE got left are Asuka and Sasha.
Yeah, that's about it. I would imagine. Well, Asuka's hurt, right?
I'm not sure.
I thought Asuka's...
You know what? I think you're right. What? I want to say she had like an arm thing, right?
Something. I can't remember. I got to go with my notes, but I would guess that they would be drafted somewhere. Maybe they're keeping them for the draft. I don't know.
Who else is left? This is a good, interesting discussion. Like, who else is left to elevate these programs?
So Darren says, Rock and Hogan was built for months.
Mm-hmm.
They debuted the pay-per-view before WrestleMania, didn't they? No Way Out?
It was No Way Out, yeah.
It was March of 2001? That's not months.
Yeah.
Right? Or February? Well, when was No Way Out? No Way Out 2001. 2002.
Yeah. That whole thing makes me giggle.
What?
The Vince praying to destroy his own company.
February 17th, No Way Out. So that started February 17th and WrestleMania. So like, okay, month and a half. They built it. But because the plan, but here's the thing. The plan isn't for Kenny to defend the title to Daniel Bryan right now. They got to get there. Let them build it. I'm just saying, give it time. Because I know some of the plans here. Yeah. Give them time.
And plus, it's like, dude, this is Dream Match City from now on.
It is, of course.
For the next 5 years, it's Dream Match City on AEW. Joel Wood, $4.99, with Pete Dunne signing a new deal. Do you see him or some other NXT stars being drafted to the main roster?
Say that again. I'm so sorry.
Are you still talking to your car?
I'm still talking to my car.
With Pete Dunne signing a new deal, do you see him or other NXT stars being drafted to the main roster?
I would say that they should keep some of those guys there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to have to build young talent.
To teach young talent.
To teach young. Build, teach, you know.
I want to see main roster folks go back down to NXT.
I don't know if they're going to do that again.
Well, they did it with Mandy, right?
They did it with
Mandy. I wonder what the impetus was behind that, because like they put Mandy in a lot of storylines over the last couple of years, and then all of a sudden it was like, hey, you're in NXT now. Yeah. And that's it, you know?
I don't know what's going on. I was told something about that, but okay. I'll say that off the air.
Yeah, tell me off the air, and I'll tweet about it. Anonymous. let's see what we got here. One of the four horsemen would be an actual floor raiser. Imagine Sasha in AEW.
Say that again?
One of the four horsemen, one of the four horsewomen would be an actual floor raiser. Imagine Sasha in AEW.
Yeah. I mean, she would definitely elevate that division.
Mm-hmm. You want to do one more question?
Yeah, let's do one more.
All right. Any confirmation on when Bray Wyatt's non-compete ends? Traditionally, it would be October 29th if it's the full 90 days.
I assume that he was under a 90 day.
There are a few things that are interesting about the Bray Wyatt situation.
Very.
You know?
The fact that they let him go is the most interesting part.
One. Two, we still don't know if we're getting worked or where he's going to go. Three, there's a lot of rumblings about him debuting in Rochester, which is Brody's home city.
Hmm.
You know? So, like, it's very fascinating.
And the Dark Order stuff has been fascinating because their storyline is that they're falling apart because they don't have a leader.
Yeah.
You know, they're totally falling apart. They wanted Hangman, but he's gone.
Mm.
So who's going to come back and you know, bring them all together?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a storyline set for Bray.
Mm.
If it's not set for Bray, I don't know who would be better than him.
Okay.
Right? I mean, in my mind, that's my opinion.
I agree with that. Darren says Sheamus should go back to FCW. I agree with that.
I think Sheamus should go to AEW.
Mike
and win the title. Just beat Kenny Omega immediately.
Immediately.
Like one kick, done, over, title, and then he disappears.
Is that a good boo or a bad boo?
It's a wonderful boo. Oh, yeah. Everybody loved it, too. Everybody will love it, and Dave will say, like, this was 7 stars. Sheamus is the biggest star in pro wrestling.
45
and stars. There goes the boom starts.
Mike D, $1.99. What's really going on with Samoa Joe? Is he hurt or not?
Samoa Joe is medically not cleared. That is what they said.
Very interesting. All right. I think that might be it. Unless you want to keep going with questions.
I could do a couple more.
Let's do a couple more, guys. Guys, throw in a couple more questions. We're going to vet them and take some good ones. All right, Pratik, there you go. What do you guys think about Braun Strowman?
I think he should go back to WWE.
Royal Rumble return. That's what I'm saying. Oh, you know what? You know what we're going to talk about?
Mm.
Paige.
Oh, yeah. Paige teased January.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I know that she would want to work if she could.
Mm.
I don't know the state of her neck, you know? You really don't want to, but I think I think in an interview she said that her neck was fine and she was, you know, she was doing better. But listen, I think Paige would be a tremendous asset to anybody. What happened?
I agree. No. I'm agreeing with you. I'm listening. I'm listening.
Okay. I thought I thought it broke.
No. I'm like Frazier. I'm listening.
Okay.
we got a couple of good ones here, and then we're gonna wrap.
And we got another super chat.
Super chat, Frank Gradia. Do you think Charlotte will leave when her contract is up? Also, does Sasha have any heat with her disappearance? You guys are great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I don't think she has any heat.
No.
Do you think Charlotte will leave? I think anybody and everybody would leave if the money's right and if it fills. Listen. Sometimes not about the money, but sometimes it's more about like, you're the best. Mm-hmm. We want to let you do what you do best.
Yeah.
Come to us and we'll give you all the freedom to do what you want. Right.
Right.
However,
right,
Charlotte's case, Charlotte is queen bee there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, oh, my God.
In every possible way. Yeah. On air, off air. By the way, Sasha was at MSG on Friday.
Yes, she was.
Yeah,
she was. She was walking. We saw pictures of her walking into the arena. So, it was kind of funny.
So I think people that are thinking like, oh, yeah, she's on the outs. Mm-hmm. She's not. Maybe it's a refocus. Maybe it's figuring it out. Mm. There's a lot that goes into this.
Joel Pearl asks, what cars should we steal together? I don't know if I let you in on this, but...
you guys are stealing cars?
But me and Joel Pearl are going to do a bit of a Gone in 60 Seconds.
Nice. Okay.
And we're both going to play Nicolas Cage.
Why don't you steal a city bus?
Oh, it's, you know, that's
and
honestly...
And you guys could play Speed.
That's always been one of my weird dreams.
To steal a city bus?
Yeah.
I can tell you, my neighbors did.
GTA style.
They did.
Oh yeah?
Next door. Yeah, it was a big story here.
Let's see here.
They drove it into the pond in the park.
All right, let's take one more question and then let's get out of here. Joel Wood, thank you very much for all the super chats today. Do you think Big E will be a long-term champion?
God, I hope so. They can't fuck that up. They really shouldn't.
Yeah.
Because I have to tell you, that company has the hardest time creating baby faces that are beloved.
Mm-hmm.
And all three of those guys are beloved baby faces. Now, personally, I would love him to be a heel and turn and do like the dark Big E stuff, you know?
Dark Big E.
Like, yeah. I want it to be like gothic Big E.
Oh, that'd be,
can you imagine?
I love that.
Okay. I want an emo Big E as the world champion.
Yes.
And he's just mopey. He finally got the world title and it didn't give him the vibes that he thought he would get.
So you want him to be Big Emo.
Big Emo. Big Emo. Somebody Photoshop that.
Somebody from the company is gonna hear that and go, buddy,
they're listening.
Have I got an idea for you?
Listen, they're listening. I know they are. Mm. I know a couple of the writers there are listening to this.
Big
Do
Emo.
Me a favor.
Yeah.
I want to see a backstage skit with Big E in like a give me an emo band.
I don't know.
I don't know. 30 Days to Sunset. Some whatever. Bullshit yeah, name yeah, like yeah. that. Whatever, right? And he's sitting there and it's
Alkaline
darkly,
Trio.
It's darkly lit. And he has a wig on, and it's like the emo hair, and he's just like mopey, and he's just staring at the belt, right? He's staring at the belt, and he so comes good. Kofi, and here comes, you know, everybody's there, Xavier, and he's like, what's the matter? He goes, I thought it would mean more.
Oh.
I thought it would mean more. I thought it doesn't mean anything. It did nothing to me. And he goes out there, and he's like mopey, and then he wins every match. He wins every match, and it does nothing. He doesn't care.
So is Big Emo
Big
like,
Emo
like when they did that to Okada a few years ago?
Oh yeah, Mopey
with the
Okada,
balloons, like Mopey Okada
with the stupid pants. Yeah, no, I want Big E just to be like,
He's indifferent.
Yeah, he's indifferent. Everything is indifferent. You know, they come like, aren't you excited? You're on a win streak, 45.
I guess, and then he does this with his hair. I guess.
There you go. That's awesome. That's my Big E gimmick, and that's how we're gonna wrap it up. Today.
Beautiful.
Guys, this was a lot of fun. I apologize for the audio issue because this is all whacked out. I'll fix it by next week. For all things Rich, BTC Rich, you can follow me at Andrew Zarian on Twitter. Also, I'm on Instagram. People are asking me for my Instagram, so I opened it up.
Yeah.
Andrew Zarian on Instagram.
Yes.
Catalyst Wrestling, big show, Jersey City. I will be there. I'm their honorary guest.
Oh, very nice.
Matt Ryan's going to bring me out.
On a throne?
On a throne and put me in the ring, and I'm just going to sit in the ring the whole show.
I think he's going to bring you out on a
donkey.
They're
going to work around me. Up backwards on a donkey. So I'll be there. You could go get tickets. I think somebody posted in the chat. We'll also put in the notes. I believe the tickets are on brownpaperbag.com/steal this show. Is that right? Or tinyurl.com/steal this show. Somebody could post it. I can't remember. Or go to Catalyst Wrestling on any of the social media sites, and you can get the tickets there. Rich and I will be at Arthur Ashe on Wednesday. We'll have more information there, and that's it. Until next time, America, be strong and God bless.
Yes.
Take care.